This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everybody, I hope all of you are keeping well. In today's video, we'll be looking back into an episode which happened in my life, and we will try to connect the dots with Mind Mastery series that we are running right now. I was approached by my ex-employer, my supervisor back then, who informed me that the department which I was leading is going to shut down, and as such, the role will become redundant. He gave me 2 months' time to look out for other opportunities within the organization or outside the organization. What was the result of this conversation? The outcome of this conversation was that I expressed strong emotions. I was angry, I was frustrated, I was agitated, I was having negative thoughts in my mind. I could only think of negative things like what will happen to my job, what will happen to my financial commitments, what will happen to my future responsibilities, how will I meet my expenses, how will I meet my cost. All of these concerns started playing in my mind at that time, and I was not being able to make any productive decisions. I spoke to my family about it. They were very calming. They were encouraging me. They were asking me to take time off and think through and come back the next day, which I eventually did. The next day when I went back to my desk, I got in touch with my supervisor and informed him about the areas where I could contribute. I shared with him my skills where I felt I could be of value addition to the company. Within the next 48 hours, the supervisor got back and informed me that the management was recommending my name for a position which was going to come up, a new department which was going to come up, and I was supposed to lead that department. What more, he also informed me that this would be a promotion of sorts. It would be something better than what I was doing, both in terms of the financial outcome as well as the designation. What was the lesson that I learned in this incident? I learned in this incident that in a span of 72 hours, or rather in a span of 24 hours, I saw the difference between strong emotions and controlled emotions. When I expressed strong emotions, I was angry, I was frustrated, I was confused, I had all negative thoughts happening in my mind. The result was I was not being able to make productive decisions, effective decisions. But no sooner I had calmed myself down and I had more controlled emotions, I was allowing myself to think positively. I was allowing myself to look for solutions which were lying in front of me. The result came in 48 hours as I was given an opportunity which was better than what was being taken away from me. The lesson that we learn is the power of controlled emotions. We all face different situations in life, and some may face similar situations in their life where we have an option of either using strong emotions and reacting, which will not be of any benefit, but rather it will affect our mental health, it will affect our mental peace, it will impair our decision-making capacity. The other option is to have controlled emotions, to not give in to the situation, to take a step back and allow ourselves to let the emotion sink in, let the message sink in, and then look out for solutions which are lying right in front of us. That is what happened with me. The solution was right in front of me. And no sooner you look at solutions which are in front of you, you will find that you're making decisions which are effective. Leadership is all about making effective decisions, and you cannot make effective decisions if you have strong emotions taking control of you. You need to have controlled emotions. Similarly, in your life, you will face different situations in front of you. You have to address them with controlled emotions. If your emotions control you, or you become the slave of your emotion, you will mess it up. You will not be able to make effective decisions. We will look at more incidents, and we will look at more lessons that we can learn and how we can improve our decision-making capacity and how we can have clarity of thoughts in the future videos. I look forward to your participation in the future videos. Please remember to like the video, share the video, and subscribe to the channel as well. Thank you so much for watching.